Because at that point in time, Trump did try to put out the truth, hydroxychloroquine. What did the fake news do? You see, without the people behind Trump, without the people behind the military, the entire plan that they set up wouldn't work. And at that point and at that moment, even if Trump said, listen, it's an attack, which he did say, but you know something? This is all for the presidential election. You don't have to be afraid. You can just come out and you can do your business and everything's going to be fine. The deep state players, just like when he mentioned hydroxychloroquine, they would have gone into overdrive. Think about what they did during this period of time. They even had the riots in 2020 to actually have a civil war. I do believe that's what that was all about. It was to put pressure on everyone and actually cause chaos. They wanted the patriots to come out with their weapons to have a civil war. They were using everything possible to actually cause division. And Trump, he knew the plan. He knew what they were trying to do. And you can tell from these posts that they knew what they were trying to do. And all they did was a very simple thing. They rushed the vaccines. Now, these weren't mandated. Everyone had their choice. Everyone should have done their research. Everyone should have done logical thinking. You shouldn't just believe the pharmaceutical industry with anything. The drug was just developed. Why would you just go and get an injection without doing any research, with just believing what they say? And then we had Biden, who was trying to mandate it. That should have woke everyone up. You're trying to push this on everyone? An experimental bioweapon? I mean, really think about what happened here. People are going to look back in time, and they're going to be scratching their head going, how did you fall for this? How didn't you think logically about what was going on? The drug was out for like a minute. Did you see the studies? Did you see what they said, or you just believe what they said? I mean, really think about this for a second. Go back in time at any period. Yes, as you go back in time, you could see it clearly. But once again, they knew the plan. And if they allowed them to move forward with the plan, you would have been locked in your home for 10, 12 years. The supply chains would have broken down. The economy would have broken down. People would have been depressed. We would have lost hundreds and hundreds of lives. And I'm talking about millions, hundreds of millions of lives. That was the study that was done. And old Trump said, listen, we have a vaccine. So people can go back to work. People can go about their business. So he countered their plan. Now, it was up to every individual to make a decision, not to listen to the government, not to listen to Big Pharma, because they don't have your best interests in mind. The drug was out there for a minute. So this was a trade-off. Remember, we're in war right now. We're in war with the deep state. Thank God it's not a physical war. But at this point in time, there were a lot of people that held their ground. A lot of people that said, you know something, before I do anything, I want more evidence and I want some time to go by. Because we were already told that the healthy people, they had a 99.9x recovery rate. Why in the world would you then rush to get something? Does it make any sense? It's the same recovery rate for the young as the flu and everything else. It wasn't even affecting the young, the middle-aged. It was only affecting those who were older, who had pretty much compromised immune systems. That's it. And people were trying to tell the truth. And people were saying, no, that what the government's telling, what the CDC's government, it's all fake. And what did they do? Well, now we know from the Twitter files that the FBI, the CDC, and the rest, they were censoring people, banning them, because they didn't want people to hear this. Actually, if you want to take your anger, you should point it to the CDC, the FBI, the FDA, the corrupt politicians, the fake news, everyone else that was out there. That's where everyone's anger should be, because they're the ones who've been lying to you from the very beginning. And actually, everyone should turn to the big pharma and say, you lied to us. You lied. You said that this is safe and effective. You said it would stop the transmission and you wouldn't get COVID. Everything that you said told us is a complete and utter lie. And now look what we're seeing. That's where everyone's anger should be at this point. And I do believe as the truth comes out and people start to learn about this, the people are going to turn on all of these different organizations. And what are these organizations? They are the swamp. So basically now, as people learn the truth, everyone is going to get angry at all these different areas. Actually, you could see already people are no longer believing them. They're losing credibility and they're struggling right now. And I do believe we're going to see a lot more of the truth come out.